take me straight.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is, should not the Lord punish America? Look how evil we have become. Should not the Lord punish America? Look how evil we have become. Today's text is going to be coming out of Jeremiah chapter 5. Go up and down the streets of Jerusalem. Look around and consider. Search through her squares. If you can find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive the city. Lord, do not your eyes look for truth. You struck them, but they felt no pain. You crushed them, but they refused correction. They made their faces harder than stone and refused to repent. I thought, these are the only poor. They are foolish. For they did not know the way of the Lord, the requirements of God. So I will go to the leaders and speak to them. Surely they will know the way of the Lord, the requirements of their God. But with one accord, they too had broken off the yoke and torn off the bonds. Therefore a lion from the forest will attack them, a wolf from the desert will ravage them, a leopard will lie in wait near their towns, to tear to pieces any who venture out, for the rebelling is great and their backsliding many. Why should I forgive you? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by gods and not that are not gods. I supplied all their needs, yet they committed adultery and thronged to the houses of prostitutes. They are well fed, lusty stallions, each neighing on another man's wife. Should I not punish them for this, declares the Lord? Should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? Go through her vineyards and ravage them, but do not destroy them completely. Strip off her branches, for these people do not belong to the Lord. The people of Israel and the people of Judah have been utterly unfaithful to me, declares the Lord. They have lied about the Lord. They said, we will do nothing, no harm will come to us. We will never see sword or famine. The prophets are but wind, and the word is not in them. So let them say, be done to them. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty says, because the people have spoken these words, I will make my words in your mouth like a fire, and these people, the wood it consumes. People of Israel, declares the Lord, I am bringing a distant nation against you, an ancient, enduring nation, a people whose language you do not know, whose speech you do not understand. Their quivers are like an open grave. All of them are mighty warriors. They will devour your harvest and food, devour your sons and daughters. They will devour your flocks and herds, devour your vines and fig trees. With the sword they will destroy the fortified cities in which you trust. Yet even in those days, declared the Lord, I will not destroy you completely. And when the people ask, why has the Lord our God done all this to us? You will tell them, as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your own land, so now you will serve foreigners in the land of your own. Another, this is the destiny of Jacob and proclaimed in Judah. And I'm going to stop right there. And this comes out of Jeremiah chapter 5. Jeremiah chapter 5. And what we see here is Jeremiah warning Israel that, hey, the Chaldeans and Nebuchadnezzar, they're going to come and they're going to take over the land. And there's a reason why that punishment came to Israel. Well, it's because they turned evil. And God was trying to reason with them and said, shouldn't I not punish? Shouldn't I not punish? Shouldn't I not do this? Now, we in America, we have to realize something, that we as a nation as a whole has ultimately turned evil. We have literally turned our back on the face of God. And I'm talking from our churches, from Christians. I'm talking from homosexualities and homosexuals. And I'm talking from the government. I'm talking the whole culture of America has literally turned evil. We've literally turned our face against Jesus. And so here in Jeremiah chapter 5, we see the same pattern that happens, that's happening to America today. There's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of confusion. There's terrorism that's happening, and Islamic terrorism. But why is all this happening? I'm not hearing anybody saying anything. Because America has turned evil. So here we see in verse 1, God is saying, go through all the streets, look around. Do you find any good anymore? Do you find anything good in the streets anymore? Is there any upheld people anymore? The truth of the matter is, people are becoming selfish in America. And the truth of the matter is, we ain't what we were. The truth of the matter is, we've become selfish and we've turned our back on Jesus. Yes, I know you go to church and you look good. I'm not saying you don't go to church and you look good, but let's be honest. You're selfish folks. You literally become evil. You go to church on Sunday, then you watch Netflix during the day. You're being brainwashed with television of Lucifer. Our mainstream media is now evil. Oh, come on, somebody. We're liars and cheaters and adulterers. I mean, we are literally, men are sleeping with other men's wives today. And on top of that, we're getting into such evil in this nation. And the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 5, should I not punish Israel? Should I not punish America? And so, Jeremiah, God speaking through Jeremiah, we see that even if there was 50 righteous people in Genesis 18:26, then I would spare the whole place on this account. Although as surely as they say as the Lord lives. Okay? They still did not fear God. I mean, as long it was, they still worshiped in their churches, but they did not fear the Lord. You need to understand what this verse is saying. They laughed at the face of God, and He was saying, Look, should I not punish you? And He keeps asking these questions. Should I not punish you? Should I not punish you? Look what you have become. Look what you are doing. You have not once looked at your own actions. Oh, come on, somebody. The Lord was speaking through Jeremiah to the country of Israel, saying, should I not punish you? Look at this. I mean, why should I forgive you? Your children have forsaken me, they're sworn by other gods. Come on, somebody. You wonder why all this evil is happening in America today? Why? Come on, you're not listening. I'm here to tell you because America has, we're just an evil country. I'm not saying we're not doing some good. I'm not saying there's not charities out there helping. But as a whole, we have moved over the line. And so Jeremiah was saying, well, surely maybe they're just uneducated. And when you go to verse 4, surely maybe they're just poor and uneducated. And surely maybe they just don't know what's really going on. But surely in America, we have had the Bibles. We have had Gideons. We have had Christian colleges. We have had the Bible preached to us many, many years. The grace of the Lord has been upon America many, many years. And surely... But look what's happened. We have allowed the floodgates of hell come in. Satan has been taking over our churches. Satan has taken over our public schools. Oh, come on, somebody. We have evil communities. We have neglected the traditional family. We have neglected the traditional homes. We have taken Jesus out of every facet of our lives. And we wonder why evil has come upon. But the Lord God, you need to understand something today, that the Lord God has a way of dealing with an evil nation. And one way He does that is He brings outside forces to humble us. So Jeremiah said, well, surely the people are just too poor, so I'm going to go to the leaders. So we see this in verse 5, and he says, the leaders, well, even they refused to listen to Jesus. So he spoke to them, and even the leaders broke away from God. Even the corrupt government. So come on, somebody. Let's be honest. The government of the United States of America has turned evil. They now follow Satan. Oh, come on, somebody. Our whole infrastructure has now followed Satan. We literally have thrown away Jesus, and we followed Satan. So the leaders of this country today, including the church and the government, they refuse to listen to Jesus. The leaders of our churches have refused to listen to Jesus. Literally, Jesus has been taken out of the country. So what's going to happen? The Jeremiah says in chapter 5, well, what's going to happen? Well, I'm going to send a foreign country. These are going to be warriors. These are going to be strong warriors. And they're not going to be afraid to die, and they're going to come and they're going to destroy you. Nebuchadnezzar, according to the general opinion, who is here, is called the lion. So the Bible says in verse 6, that the lion from the forest will attack them. Nebuchadnezzar is coming to attack. Yes, his courage with violence, a bear for his eagerness, and a leopard for his activity. So the Bible is very clear. I'm going to send a lion to attack. I'm going to send a wolf, a leopard. Now, you need to understand this today is I believe Jeremiah, the same thing that happened in the time of Jeremiah is the same thing that's happening in America. So God in verse 7 is pleading through the prophet Jeremiah to Israel. Why should I forgive you? Why should I forgive you? I mean, yet you commit adultery in the throngs of houses of prostitutes. Here, we know that times would get evil. Here, in the Bible, we see that during Sodom and Gomorrah, they had homosexuality at the rise. And homosexuals, they would surround houses, and then they would pull guys out, and they literally would have sex with them. Well, what we're having in America is even worse than that today. Here they're talking about committing adultery in the house of prostitution. The sexual sins that are happening in America today are much worse than even in the Bible. So I'm here to ask you today, with our LGBT communities, and we've learned to accept evil for some odd reason, I want to know, should not God judge America? Oh, come on, somebody. We have to start looking at ourselves as a nation before we can change. And so, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 5, They said they are well-fed, lusty stallions, each neighbor for another man's wife. Look at the rate of divorce in this country. Look how much divorce is in this country. Men and women don't stay together anymore. There's a high divorce rate in the church. The evil is unprecedented in the United States of America. And so God is trying to reason out, should I not destroy you? Should judgment not come upon America? So, we have to look at what America has become. We have to look at ourselves first and wonder why all these attacks are happening within the United States of America. Why is Islamic extremists, why is God allowing Islamic extremists to do such evil acts in this country? Well, you have to go back and look at the Bible. I believe today the Lord is saying, why should I not judge America? Look how evil you have become. Just like the people of Israel back in the day of Jeremiah's time and the people of Judah, they have been utterly unfaithful to me, declares the Lord. They have lied about the Lord. They said, we will do nothing. No harm will come upon us. We will never see sword or famine. I have talked to many people today that believe that nothing bad will ever happen to America. They always believe that nothing bad will ever happen to us. They always say that our military is the strongest military. At one time it was. That's when we had Jesus in our country. At one time, our military, we would go and we freed in World War II. We took over the Germans in World War II, and we were a free country. We loved Jesus, and we were strong and mighty. But you see, the problem is, if people don't wake up, we have to realize that because of our evil, evilness will make you weaker, and evilness will make you even die. Oh, come on, somebody. So, the Bible says that he will do nothing, no harm will come upon us, and Jeremiah was warning them that the Chaldeans and Nebuchadnezzar, they're going to come and destroy you. And they would laugh at him, and they would say, nothing's going to happen to us. No harm's going to come to us. We've been strong all these years. We have never seen sword or famine. Oh, come on, somebody. So what this means here is that they were saying nothing bad's going to happen. Nothing's bad is going to happen. I don't know about you today, but there's a lot of bad that's happening in America. Things that is so unbelievable that you wouldn't think. Why? Because somewhere in your mind that you thought nothing bad could ever happen to you. Somewhere in your mind you thought no harm will ever come to you. Somewhere in your mind you thought you'd never see sword or famine. Jeremiah was warning Israel in that time. And you need to understand today that I believe we're in the same time. I believe we're in the same time. I believe that God says, have I not been compassionate towards you, America? Have I not shared my grace upon you? And what have you done? Well, you've turned and you followed Satan. So, should I not punish you, America? Should I not judge you? Oh, come on, somebody. The truth of the matter is, America has turned evil. From the church level to the government level, okay, it's evil. And I never thought in all my life that we would support such evil and evil acts. With this LGBT communities now. So we have gay and lesbian communities. We now honor gay and lesbians when the Bible says it's totally an abomination. When the Bible says it's totally wrong to live that way. As a people, we should conduct our way in a certain manner. As a people, we should live in a certain manner. I'm not saying you have to be perfect, but you should try to live according to God. Okay? So when we have literally have destroyed the divine order of God. When we have now put women in the Ranger academies, as an Army Ranger, we have literally destroyed the fabrics of the family. When we allow transgenders to integrate into the schools, and to now say that's normal. When it's okay to sleep around on your wives and husbands. When it's okay to do unethical business. Should not God judge America? When we kill 50,000 unborn children in this country. When our churches no longer follow Jesus, but now follow the New World Order beast. When we have put this new technocracy in this country. Listen, the truth of the matter is, you need to read on in Jeremiah 5. You're going to realize what God is about to do to America. I'm here to try to warn you that judgment is coming to America. Now let's go on to verse 7. Why should I forgive you? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by gods that are not their gods. They commit adultery. They go to houses of prostitutes. Okay? And he says, the priests literally have lied to the Lord. They literally have lied. The prophets are but wind. They're like false prophets. And so it goes on to say, therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty says, because the people have spoken these words. I will make my words in your mouth of fire, and these people the wood it consumes. The people of Israel, declares the Lord. Now listen what God's about to do. Now listen, I want you to think about something here today, and it could possibly be this is happening right now. The Bible says, I am bringing a distant nation against you, an ancient and enduring nation, a people whose language you do not know, whose speech you do not understand. Their quivers are like an open grave. All of them are mighty warriors. They will devour your harvest and food, devour your sons and daughter. They will devour your flocks and herds, devour your vines and fig trees. With the sword, they will destroy the fortified cities in which you trust. Now, listen to me. Now, somehow, Satan, we know Satan does not act independently of God, but somehow, Islamic extremists have infiltrated into this nation. Now, why did this happen? Obviously, God allowed this to happen. But how come this happened? It's here, it's evil, and we're seeing evil acts that is about to happen. Okay? What did God say to Israel? He says, I'm going to bring in outside people. Could it possibly be that God is using Islamic extremists to judge the United States of America? Islam is very evil. But we as Americans are not exactly saints. We as Americans have not conducted ourselves properly. Is it possible in this time of 2016 that the same thing that happened in Jeremiah chapter 5 is going to happen to America? God is going to allow an ancient army, a ruthless army of warriors to come and judge us. So here in Jeremiah 14 through 17, we see God is bringing a distant nation against America. But we also see that God says, I will not destroy you completely. Yet even in those days, declares the Lord, I will not destroy you completely. And when the people ask, why has the Lord our God done all this to us? He will tell them, as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your own land, and now you will serve foreigners in the land, not your own. Let me tell you the curse that is upon America. Foreigners on every gas station, foreigners in every motel. I go to the VA, I get foreigners. One of the curses of a nation when you are serving now foreigners. And that is the truth that is happening to this country. Foreigners are now in the government. Foreigners are now everywhere, and we have lost our Judeo-Christian ethics, and now we are under control of foreigners. So you really have to go back. If you want to know what's happening in America today, go back and read Jeremiah chapter 5, because this is very serious. And why? So God goes on in this chapter, and he's saying, look, I'm not going to destroy all of you. Not every one of you is going to be destroyed. And those of you that do live, and those of you that are not judged, you're going to ask God, why did all this bad stuff happen to us? And He's going to say, because you did not fear the Lord. So the truth of the matter is, you have to look at a country, we have to look at ourselves. We have to look at ourselves. So let's go down to verse 28 of this chapter. Should I not punish them for this? Jesus is asking a question. Should I not punish? Should I not judge? I mean, look at our actions, America. And I'm going to bring up Orlando, and this nothing has been said about this in the media. Okay? Nothing has been said about this in the media. But if you remember the Paris attacks that happened in Paris, all those people that were worshiping and singing that song was actually worshiping Satan. The song was a satanic song. They were engaged in satanic acts. Okay? If you worship and you engage in satanic acts, bad things are going to happen to you. In Orlando, and as evil as that was, mankind was engaging in some pretty evil and satanic acts, were they not? So in the Bible, God is asking, should I not punish? Should I not judge? And in order for God to really bless the United States of America, we have to repent of our evil acts and we have to turn back to the Lord. The Bible says in 30, a horrible and shocking thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy lies. The priests rule by their own authorities. The truth of the matter is, should not the Lord judge America? Look what we have become. Our television has literally went from Little House on the Prairie to Lucifer. We have taken crosses, we have taken Jesus and prayer out of the whole infrastructure. Our prophets, in verse 31, the prophets prophesy lies, the priests rule by their own authority. So the false prophets, affording them all that their influence and power can procure to enable them to keep their places and feed on the riches of the Lord's houses. So what do we have? We have Satan in our pulpits, doing all he can to take the blessings and to keep their place, to feed on the riches. And it goes on to say, and my people love it this way, but what will you do in the end? You see, the prophet, having described the judgments impending over his countrymen, enlarged on the corruption which prevailed among them. Their profession of religion was all false and hypocritical. Through correct, they were not amended, but persisted in their guilt. This was not the case with the low and ignorant only, but more so to those in higher order, from whose knowledge and opportunities better things might have been expected. God therefore threatened them with the most cruel enemies, and appeals to themselves if they should be permitted to practice such sins unpunished. He then commanded their enemies to raise the wall of Jerusalem, a devoted city whose inhabitants added to all their own sins in highest contempt of God's word and prophets. Wherefore his word in the mouth of his prophet shall be as fire to consume them. The Chaldean forces shall cruelly addict them. And farther judgments await then as the consequences of their apostasy and idolatry. Yes, this chapter in Jeremiah chapter 5 closes with the most melancholy picture of the moral condition of the Jewish people at the period which immediately preceded the Babylonian captivity. You know, America, my question to you today is, should not the Lord punish America? Look how evil we have become. Should not the Lord punish America? Look how evil we have become. I think you're going to have to start looking at ourselves for once. We have become a very evil society. And you wonder why we're being attacked by these Islamic extremists who are evil. Well, look at yourself and really think about what's really going on. You know, we need Jesus back in America. We need Jesus. And the only thing that can bring peace is Jesus Christ once again. The only thing that can bring this nation back together, the strong families once again, that is a husband and wife once again. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. So if you want to know what's going on today, well, go back and read Jeremiah chapter 5. Should not the Lord punish America? Look how evil we have become.
Take me straight. Gotta fight another fight. Gotta run another night. Get up, check it out. I'm on my way and I don't feel right. I gotta get me back. I can't be beat. And that's a fact. It's okay, I'll find a way. It ain't gonna take me down no way. Yeah. Don't touch a thing till you know what's inside it. Don't push me out, fight it. Never gonna get it, never gonna give it up, no. If you can't catch a wave, then you're never gonna ride it. You can't come uninvited. Never gonna get it, never. Fight.